Man, come on, man. It's too early for this, man. God. Hello.
Are you ready to win the day? Every hour is worth $100. The whole day is worth $2,400. You are going to pay yourself a minimum of $240. Just 2 hours and 40 minutes. Anything less, and you lost today. The life equation for success. Never stop.
Success is not for the soft. We about to win the day. We not hoping, we grinding just to go win the day. No disrespect, but we solely focused to win the day. A long clock off, homie, about to win the day. Success is not for the soft. We about to win the day. We not hoping, we grinding just to go win the day. No disrespect, but we solely focused to win the day.
Hey, what's up, entrepreneurs? Welcome back to another episode of Win the Day with Marcus Y-Rosier. I'm your host, Marcus Y-Rosier. Who else? So here's what I want to do today. In case you don't know who I am, allow me to reintroduce myself. I am a faith and business coach. I help people start, grow, and scale online businesses that increases their income and cut their work time in half using systems and automation. What does all of that mean? Let's make it simple. I help you start and grow your business, and I help you be able to make more money while working less hours. It's that simple. So I want to give you a little strategy today. On the last episode, we talked about every dollar is not a dollar. So we focused in on, since now everybody with a cell phone and everybody with an Instagram page is now a business owner. And the truth be told, I love it. I love that people are taking control of their financial future. They're no longer allowing themselves to be imprisoned to an occupation or a paycheck. So what I wanted to do was, on this last episode, I dealt with your money and how we look at the margins to figure out, you know, with each dollar, how much are we actually making. But this episode, here's the hardest part. If you are moving away from working a job, and or if you've been an entrepreneur for some time, most entrepreneurs are very poor with time management. And when I say time management, I believe you can't manage what you can't control. So it's not so much time management as it is task management and productivity. So I want to talk about how you can get more done in a day, talking about every hour is not an hour. Now, if you were like anybody else, you were one of those gladiators when Scandal used to be on before it went off air. I know people that used to have Scandal watch parties. Every Thursday night, they never missed an episode. And most seasons of any show would last about 3 months, sometimes 5 months, because they'll have that mid-season break. So imagine how long every week you set aside an hour, right, to be able to make sure you watch it. Now, at the same time that somebody else was watching Scandal, there were other people who were going to school 3 times a week or 1 time a week for an hour. Or let's say they were studying or reading a book or learning how to do email marketing, learning how to do content creation, learning how to do back-end sales funnels. That they just educated themselves for the same hour. Both people are utilizing an hour a week, but one of them have controlled and managed the task to focus on learning, developing, building. Another person invested in entertainment. Let me back that thing on up like Juvenile for the 99-2000. Tell you again. One person was watching television for an hour, undisturbed. If you called that person during Scandal, they would send you the voicemail and text you, girl, Scandal on. Hey, bro, Scandal on. But another person might have been preparing, reading, studying to invest in their future. Same hour, but a different result. That's what I want to tell you as an entrepreneur. It is not about hours spent working. It is about where you invest the hour. Like, look at your time like money. We say it all the time is money, but we spend our time in ways we would never spend our money. So let's think about it this way. What amount of time gives you the highest rate of return? We love to do the cute stuff. We love to post on social media. We love to do all these things, but how much of your money is made on social media? Now, should you do it? Yeah, it's the cheapest way to get in front of an audience and be able to generate income. There's no other platform. You can't build a brick and mortar store or anything like that that's going to put you in front of that many people. So I really believe you ought to be on social media, but you should be selling on social media, not scrolling on social media. So let's look at it and really say, for the way that we are spending our hours, how much of that is coming back? What's the rate of return? How much can we get back? I think if you are in this entrepreneurial space, you should have an 80-20 schedule. Yeah, here's what I advise all entrepreneurs. It should be an 80-20 schedule. 80% of your time should be spent thinking your business, like process, what's working, what's not working, looking at margins, looking at the dollars, looking at your customer base, thinking of content, what are you planning for, what are your products, programs, services, what's your back-end, front-end systems. Like, you should be thinking your business, what will work better, when to pivot, when to change, rebranding, messaging, all of that. You should be thinking that. 20% is spent working. Now, once you finalize in your think time what you actually want to do, you flip your schedule. Then 80% is doing the work and 20% is thinking it, because you're about to launch something. As soon as you launch it, you switch back. Why do you do that? Because you want to make sure that you could hire somebody to do the work. You can't hire somebody to think the work. Especially if you're a solopreneur or you're just getting started in business, you don't have a whole lot of employees. See, at a high level, when you're making a whole lot of money, you can pay somebody and get their intellectual property. They invest their minds. But at a low level, if you don't have a lot of money, you can pay for people's hands, but you can't pay for their heart and pay for their head. The more money you make, you can then start paying for people's heart, where they're passionate about what you're passionate about, and you can pay for their head, where they can think and manage a team. They can begin to think long term and come up with new products, new development. But in the infancy state of your business, the most you can afford is to be to pay somebody for their hands to offload your tasks, or what I believe every entrepreneur should do, should be automating. You should be paying, the first employee you should pay for is an automation system. It's not a person, it's a system that runs 24/7. Employees go to sleep, they get sick, they got things to do. But when it comes to time or task management or productivity, nothing scales or increases your productivity than a system, because it does the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. So when you hear me say every hour is not an hour, imagine if I invest 2 to 3 hours in setting up a system, that system bought me the whole year, because I might not have to touch that system for a couple of years, but I've only invested 2 hours. So what's something that you can invest, let's say the rest of the week, you can invest 40 hours, 60 hours, 8 hours, or 7 days into one area of your business, and that thing buys you the year, that now you've got a valuable product, service, or system in place that works and runs for you while you get a chance to think your business instead of working your business. Every hour is not an hour, and I suggest that you spend the next hour listening, number one, listening to my podcast, and number two, you should spend the other hour focusing in on where is the area that I can invest my time and get the highest ROI, rate of return. All right, that's episode 2. I wanted to make sure each of these are short, sweet, and to the point so you can listen to them and they are thought-provoking. I didn't give you as much practicality, but I gave you one takeaway that you can do immediately. I want you to look at it, like trace your week and say, where did I spend the bulk of my time? Okay, and for that, how much did I make from that? And I want you to make the adjustment this week. And as an entrepreneur, like, cook late at night. Don't even have to think about what you're going to eat. Like, have all these things in place, because the thing that is most valuable to your business and the most expensive is your attention. I'm going to say it one more time. The most expensive part of your business is your attention. Make sure you're not freely giving it away for something that does not give you a rate of return. I love y'all, man. That concludes this episode, Every Dollar's Not a Dollar. If you are looking to start, grow, or scale your online business, I'm your man. Would love to work with you. Let's have a talk, see how we can make that happen. I even have a free video training for you that you can go and watch right now that teaches you how to use the MYM method to increase your income and cut your work time in half. Go to monetizewithmarcus.com. Monetize, MONETIZE, withmarcus.com. You're going to see a free video training that you can check out. You'll also be able to schedule a free consultation call with me for me to see where you are in business, offer you some strategies you can use, and see if it's a good fit for us to work together to help you be able to scale your business and cut your work time in half. Let's win together. Win the day.